This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bean Cooley. Today, Netflix launches a new drama series called Made, inspired by the best-selling memoir by Stephanie Land called Made: Hard Work, Low Pay, and a Mother's Will to Survive. In it, Land wrote candidly about her years living below the poverty line, trying to raise her young daughter while working as a maid for hire. Most TV dramas adapted from books are identified in the opening credits as based on. But this new 10-episode Netflix version is called Inspired By. And there's a lot of new fictional material added to the mix. This includes some new characters and some changing of actual locations and events. But the original author, whose life experiences are at the center of Made, is on record approving of the TV show's approach. And the creative team has done a great job making this story both captivating and relatable. The executive producers include actress Margot Robbie and veteran TV writer-producer John Wells, whose credits include China Beach, ER, and The West Wing. He also was a writer and director on Shameless, the recently concluded excellent Showtime series about a family struggling to make ends meet. Another writer on that series was Molly Smith Metzler, who is the creator of this new Made series for Netflix. She wrote many of the episodes of Made, Wells directed four of them, and together they've crafted a story that's told entirely from one point of view, with misunderstandings, missing information, and flashes of fantasy all as part of the mix. Made is the story of Alex, a young woman who, in the opening scene, wakes up in the middle of the night, sneaks out of bed where her husband Sean is sleeping, and carries their 2-year-old daughter, Maddie, to the car, preparing to drive off. Where, we don't know. And neither does she. But before long, Alex, who's played by Margaret Qualley, ends up at the office of a social worker. She's looking for help and some leads on possible employment, but what she gets first are a series of questions.
Are you the child's legal guardian?
Yes.
Can you prove that?
I can show you my stretch marks.
Are you currently under the influence of any drugs or alcohol?
No.
Are you sure? Because you look strung out.
Nope. We slept in the car last night, so...
So you're homeless?
No. No, I wouldn't say that.
So you have a home?
I had a home, and then we left it.
Alex has few options at the moment, and even less money. She starts out with access to only $18, and we see that amount dwindle on screen with every purchase of another gallon of gas or dollar store toy for Maddie. Eventually, Alex does get a shot at a job interview, to work as a maid for hire at a daily cleaning service. But to land that job, she has to find someone to watch her daughter. And with no money to pay a sitter, her only choice is a risky one. Her own mother, a free-spirited artist with wild sculptures and paintings, wild hair, and wild, manic eyes. She's played by Andie MacDowell, who dives into playing her manic, depressive character with all the fire and energy it requires.
Hi, Mom.
Ah! Maddie! Alex! This is so exciting. I can't believe you came to see this. This is what all the brilliant painters and sculptors are doing in the art world right now. This is me stepping up to a global collective of minds.
Hey, Mom.
Archetypes. You know about archetypes.
Hey.
That's what I'm representing here in Cobalt. The hero, the everyman, the mentor, the mystic, the
Mom.
Lover. Then, of course, there's
Mom.
Jungian archetypes.
Why didn't you tell me that you Airbnb'd your house?
I did, didn't I?
I just drove around to two campgrounds looking for you.
Well, honey, if you don't check in with me from time to time, that's on you.
I called you 14 times.
Margaret Qualley played dancer Anne Reinking in the FX limited series Fosse Verdon, but that was a glamorous supporting role. Her Alex in Made is a central starring role. It's Alex's journey every step of the way. We never know what's happening or who's doing what until Alex does. She keeps confronting crises, making decisions, and moving forward, battling red tape and family members. The supporting cast is deep and strong, but in the first few episodes, the best scenes are between Alex and her mom. And it's worth noting, though I didn't know it until afterward, that Andie MacDowell and Margaret Qualley are mother and daughter in real life. As to Alex's life, as depicted in Maid, we never once leave her narrative or her perspective. And the TV show finds very inventive ways to help us empathize with her point of view. The most dramatic thing that happens in the first episode occurs off camera because Alex is too far away to see it, and we hear only the sound, as does she. Later, when she's in court fighting for custody of her daughter, all the words the attorneys and judges throw back and forth devolve into what she hears, and we hear, only as the repeated phrase, legal, legal, legal. And as she flips through the endless sheets of form she has to fill out for job and financial assistance applications, the words on the pages, to her eyes and to ours, get more personal, more pessimistic, and a lot more rude. Any description of Maid threatens to sound unremittingly bleak, but it's not. And the moments of joy that surface, the small victories, the unexpected showings of support, the real message of Maid is that each one of those small acts of kindness is indeed what can keep Alex going. And really, any of us. Monday on Fresh Air, we'll talk about film noir. Movies about doomed characters, sexual heat, ill-fated romance, schemers, crimes, and double crosses. Movies that often are filmed in shadows as dark as their stories. Our guest will be Eddie Muller, host of the Turner Classic Movies show Noir Alley and author of a new expanded edition of his book Dark City, The Lost World of Film Noir. Some noir classics are set in the boxing world, a world Muller came to know through his father, who was considered the dean of West Coast boxing writers. I hope you'll join us.